EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the Kicker Spot. Fisher Boys, Fisher Boys, I'm your host, D'Angelo. D'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
It's D'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself one time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo. Yo, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo. What it do? How y'all been? Am I on? Am I working? I think I'm there. Not sure. This thing's giving me a little drama here. Hold on. Let's see what's going on. Oh, my goodness. Okay, y'all. I'm tripping over here. What's going on, you guys? This is your boy, T'Angelo. And we are tuned in to the Kicker Spot. And I don't know. I was just having some technical difficulties over here on my end. I'm trying to become innovative and get a better quality sound, I guess. And it's just not working with me. And I don't know. I guess that's technology for you. I was trying to do, but it's not doing a deed with me. So I don't really know. Anyhow, we're gonna finish chilling at the Kicker Spot, and have a blast like we do, because that's what we kind of do, is a chillax and have a little bit of fun. You know what I'm saying, son? If you guys are listening to the radio show right now, I'm going to go ahead and request that you please press the like button on the radio page. Show your support. Just let me know all the listeners are out there. Hitting up the like button just is a good thing there, okay? And let everybody know we up here chilling. And then I was thinking about having a game night with some friends. Are you guys into game nights? I think it's going to be pretty exciting. I ordered a few games, actually, off of Amazon. One of the games, shipping and handling, cost more than the actual game did. It was pretty awesome. We like to play Pictionary, and actually, I ordered a game called Imagine If and Gestures. They're very interactive, a lot of fun, get the blood moving, a lot of high energy going. That would be a lot of fun. And, I'm sorry, I'm looking at that right now. Okay. You guys, be sure to log on to Facebook and Twitter. Hit your boy up. Either follow or like the page. That's always great to have a lot of information going out there. You can also be sure to visit TangeloLive.com for all your book buying needs. On TangeloLive, you'll check out. You're able to view the celebrity book authors that we have on the show. You're able to see their content there and purchase your celebrity book or beyond books there as well. And tonight, for Tangelo Live on Books, we will be speaking with Lourdes Barron, the author of Scripted in Heaven. She'll be visiting with us for the Tangelo Live on Books. And then we also will be doing a Salute to Heroes. For our Salute to Heroes, we will be featuring a Gulf War veteran turned actor, Scott Levy. That's going to be super exciting. But first, of course, I have to get into my relationship topic of the week, which is, are you making love inside the bedroom and outside of the bedroom? And then remember, you guys, be sure to visit T'Angelo Live. Visit T'Angelo.com. Go to T'Angelo.com and sign up to be connected to all things T'Angelo and T'Angelo Live. We want to get you signed up as soon as possible, because I plan on releasing a video that you definitely will not want to miss.
You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Spot. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Okay, so relationship topic of the week. Are you making love inside and outside the bedroom? So inside the bedroom is an area that most people kind of get the concept of and they seem to have together, you know, for the most part, you know, for the gist of it, you know. And for the most part, people are trying not to miss the making love in the bedroom aspect of the relationship. But it does seem that outside of the bedroom, love making isn't much of a priority. You know, people have to make love in and outside. So the question could be, well, what is making love outside the bedroom, Tangelo? Well, I'm not really referring to being adventurous. I mean, that's fun and exciting too, okay? A little snooky-ooky in a car or something. Okay, I get that. But that's not my direction right now. I'm more so referring to things that you do with your partner that reminds them that they are loved, okay? Places you go where the two of you get the chance to enjoy one another, little things that you do, little smiles, little tidbits, you know, just to say, I love you, I care, you are the one. You don't always have to think outside the box, you know. It doesn't have to be way over the top. You know, guys, getting your girl like a single rose is a form of making love outside the bedroom. It's a little surprise, a little something that they never expected, and it makes them know that you care. So as you are going through your day and your partner happens to cross your mind, just pick up a little something or do a little card or write a little note. Maybe send that lovely text message or voice message that, you know, voicemail that you don't regularly do. It's just a form of making love outside the bedroom. And then depending on your presentation, gentlemen, you might get a little something that night and you're making love outside the bedroom will get you some inside the bedroom love making too. And then ladies, men love being catered to. We like to have, you know, get a chance to sit back and just chillax sometimes and not have to be so dominating. So to have a surprise, you know, in-home movie night where you get a chance to meet all the needs of your man, that is also pretty awesome, you know. Just to sit back and say, hey, babe, sit back. Let's chill out. I did you dinner. We got a great movie for us to watch, and let's just enjoy each other, and I'll cater to you tonight. And, you know, let him sit back and prop his feet up. Who knows? You might be able to convince him to buy you that new Coach purse you had been eyeing the other day, or maybe that trip to the Bahamas. All in all, ensure that your partner knows that you love them. Make sure through your actions that they are aware, not just your words. And, you know, just know that love is an action word. It's not just, you know, something that you say. You want to show it, ooze it out of you. Let them, you know, and it's just little things. I know we all have fast paces of life sometimes, but just taking that moment to simply give a hug with, you know, like I said, a single rose or a cute little movie night or something is awesome. And that could be great. And in some cases, if you have the married family, perhaps ladies taking the kids out the house and y'all go chill out while your man watch the game or something. You know, tailor it to your partner, definitely. But these are ways to simply say, I love you outside of the bedroom. All right, you guys. So just question, are you making love inside and outside of the bedroom? All righty, so please be sure to click the like button on the radio page that you are listening to right now in the bottom left-hand corner of all those little fun, flashy pictures. And continue to hang out here at the Kicker Spot as we gear up to speak with Lourdes Barron, the author of Scripted in Heaven.
T'Angelo Live, point book. And I'm your host, T'Angelo.
The next best thing to reading is talking about it. TangeloLive.com. Celebrity book authors. Self-help. Celebrity tell-all. Memoir. Celebrity biography. Sports figure. T'Angelo Live, one book.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We are now here at the T'Angelo Live on Books segment where we are gearing up to speak with book author Lourdes Barron, author of her recent book, Scripted in Heaven. So without further ado, let me go ahead and welcome this beautiful young lady here to this Kicker Spot. Good evening, Lourdes. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Can I call it Angelo instead of T'Angelo?
Angelo is super fun also. That should be the name of my clothing line, huh? Angelo Clothing? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I like Angelo better.
Well,
That's perfect. That works for me, Lourdes. That works for me. I like Angelo also. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we have this lovely book here, Scripted in Heaven. What inspired you to write such a beautiful book?
Have you read it? Have you read something
about it? I have not finished reading it yet. I did start it.
Oh, you have to finish it. Well, this is like 10 years ago when, you know, when my husband got sick. And when he got well, I just had this feeling that I had to do it. I just had to write it. And I believe in our lives that mm-hmm. everything happens in his time, you know.
Right.
In his time. So now my book is out there.
And it's beautiful. I think it's I have started, one thing I do like is the story. And it's showing, you know, the overcoming part. You're doing very well in life. You're owning it. You're doing it. You're loving it. And then all of a sudden a major turn happens that you did not expect.
Yes.
And
yes.
Are you ready?
I was never ready for anything like this.
Right. And as it was all happening, and to correct me if I'm wrong, when it was all happening, how did you feel you would get through it? What were your thoughts while you were going through it?
Well, when he was you're talking about my husband's disease, right?
Diagnosis, yes.
Okay, when he got diagnosed, well, the first thing that came to my mind was I was soon going to be the newest member of the Widows Club. Because, you know, cancer is cancer is cancer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just very, very sad, very sad. Even now, as I think back, you know, I can't hold back my tears because it was one of my saddest time of my life.
Right. So for some of the listeners who haven't had a chance to read the book just yet, can you give them a little snippet of what the book is about?
Well, it's about a lot of inspiration in life, like the true happiness is not really buying a nice ball gown, you know, and spending mm-hmm. all those money for bling blings, you know, because I was like that when I was young, you know. We came to the United States and then he went through all the trainings and he became a doctor, surgeon, and everything. And then mm-hmm. he started making a lot of money. This is before HMO. And you know, when you're young like that, and he's invincible, and you're making a lot of money.
Right.
Jesus is not in your mind, you know, and you're just mm-hmm. buying. And then suddenly, when he got sick, everything just turned upside down.
Wow.
And you just see Jesus then, you know, and you just say, I'm sorry. So that's about what happened to me.
Okay. And now you drew inspiration and, you know, you've become stronger. You become this, you know, this woman who was able to get through, because as you're going through it, how do you, like, mentally, how do you cope with it? What are you thinking? Because you had a beautiful life. You had the beautiful life. You were doing very well. The doctor husband.
Yeah. Well, we were introduced to a saint, a future saint called Saint Padre Pio of Petrosina, because we didn't know of him. And a woman in the hospital just introduced us to him. And that's how my story started. Because at that time when the lady was telling my husband in the halls of Queen of the Valley, my husband didn't believe her. And this was like 2 years before he got sick.
Okay. Now.
That's what happened.
Oh, excuse me. And I'm just, because my grandmother actually experienced having cancer, and by the grace of God, she has overcome it twice, actually. And it is, you know, it's because you don't know, it's so annoying that you're kind of in suspense and you're just kind of hanging on, and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not, and that wavering back and forth, I know, just tugs on your heartstrings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now, I know, I want to take a turn from the book for a second, but in January, you were nominated for the Sidney Hillman Foundation Award. And just recently, you were also nominated for an EOTM Award for Outstanding Literacy. How does it feel being recognized for your works?
You know, Angelo, it's very humbling. I wrote this book. I didn't expect to receive any award for this. It's a book that I wanted people to read and be inspired about it, and for them to seek the truth, which is Jesus. And that's all. I'm not expecting any awards, no nothing like that at all. But, so now I'm nominated. But don't forget, I haven't won it yet. So
right, but I mean, the nomination is awesome. Yeah,
I
know. The nomination
it's
is awesome.
The recognition, yes.
Right.
And I'm very happy. And it's very humbling to me.
I think that when I see any, you know, written piece of text, when it's definitely inspiring you and it's inspiration, you know, not for all of those, you know, because so many people who walk the same walk, I think that's why this book is so well received, is that you're getting that bit of inspiration, and not just for those who are having medical issues, but just across the board, because we're all going through something. And I think for me, as I'm reading, it's like, you know, I didn't think of it that way, or I didn't put the thought together that way. And that beacon of light, I think that's really awesome. Everyone, we are sitting here talking with international author Lourdes Barron, author of Scripted in Heaven, a beautiful book about overcoming, really about overcoming. I think it's amazing. So now, Lourdes, your book is out. You have book signings. People are well receiving it. What's next for you?
Oh, I just, I'm going to launch my second book in October.
Okay.
This year in Los Angeles and one in Hollywood. And then, believe it or not, I just recorded my first single with Andrew Lane. Do you know Andrew Lane?
I don't know Andrew Lane.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you. Andrew Lane
yes.
is a multi-platinum. He's a multi-platinum producer of records, you know, Hannah Montana, High School Musical, Princess Diaries, you know, mostly
okay.
Disney. So he produced my first single. So it will all come together very soon in iTunes.
And what's the, can we get the title of the first single?
It's La Vie en Rose, which is a classic French song, but it's in Harlem Shake rhythm.
Okay. So maybe like a little dance track.
Something like that, maybe. It will be in iTunes in about a month.
Have you finished? You finished recording it already?
Yes, finished recording, and we shot the music video like about a week ago. It was a lot of fun.
That was going to be my next question. How was it being in the recording studio?
That was another amazing experience because you know just working with Andrew Lane is to me surreal because you know
right,
I read
right.
about him in the past. I never knew that I will ever meet him. But, you know, he produced my first single, so I don't know what he means.
I love the sigh of relief. Like, did it really happen? Ooh, did that really happen?
I know. I just can't believe it.
And in regards to your next book, do you have a working title as of yet?
It's the second book is really My Life Before Scripted in Heaven.
Okay.
My husband and I were very sinful people before this, before we became converted, before he got sick and everything. So I wrote my life before Scripted in Heaven, which is called, I called myself Cassandra.
Okay. So it's kind of like a prequel, like what happened right before
yes, it is
Scripted
a prequel,
in Heaven.
Yes. It
awesome.
Is.
Okay.
My life before. So I'm going to send you the first copy.
Y'all get that? Someone write that down. Lourdes says she's sending
yes.
the first copy. You guys write that down.
I'm going
down.
To send you. Where are you? Where are you, Angela?
I'm based in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, then please come to my book launch.
Oh, yes, on the 30th. Yes, you are. You're having it
no,
this
no,
week.
No. This one is just a book tour of Scripted in Heaven, but my book launch for my second book is October.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, definitely keep me informed because I would love to come to that, definitely. But then you are having a signing this week, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to have a book signing in Scream Famous Clothing. It's in 7712 Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles. So
awesome.
I hope a lot of people listening right now, I hope you can come and join me from 3 in the afternoon to 7 p.m.
There you go. Awesome. We're talking right now with international book author Lourdes Barron, author of Scripted in Heaven, an amazing book, you guys, about a journey that really helps you find yourself. That is amazing, Lourdes. We're definitely wishing you the best with the new book, with the new single. I can't wait. The single I'm really excited for, too. The music video and everything. You'll be a rock star.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm too old. I'm 66.
No, you're not.
Well,
I don't see pictures of you. You do not look 66 at all.
Well, that picture that you that was taken in 2011 when I won third runner-up in Mrs. Asia USA. Can you believe it? I was 64 there.
I want to see identification. I want to know. I want to see someone give me. I want a fax or an email or something with ID. I don't believe it. I really didn't. No, I wouldn't have figured that though. I wouldn't have. That's key.
Oh,
well, you're doing well. You're doing very well at 66. I want to be like you when I grow
up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you better come and if you can come on Saturday, it will be nice.
Say again?
It's Scream Famous Clothing at 7712 Melrose Avenue.
So you got Scream Clothing on 7712 Melrose Avenue. That's this
Saturday. I'll be there 3 to 7 for book tour.
Awesome. Well, Lourdes, thank you so much for hanging out here at the Kickest Spot for our Tiangelo Live One book segment. I do appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you too, Angelo.
Thank you. Everyone, we just finished talking with Lourdes Barron, international book author of her latest book, Scripted in Heaven. For more on Lourdes, you can go to www.scriptedinheaven.com. And if you are tuning in, I have to request that you guys be sure to click the like button on the radio page, okay? Just have to click the like button, okay? It's going to be awesome. Lastly, you guys want to take a quick break, but when we return, we are going to be speaking with Gulf War veteran turned actor Scott Levy in our other featured segment we call A Salute to Heroes.
On my orders, G.I. Joes were terminated with extreme prejudice.
We're all that's left.
What if the president isn't the president?
We are the only ones who can stop it. We do this, or we don't come back.
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
You all right?
My cholesterol is a little high.
Rated PG-13. Starts March 28th.
D'Angelo, ticket spot.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kickin' Spot.
Ticket spot.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and we are tuned into the Kickin' Spot. And we just finished speaking with Lourdes Barron, author of Scripted in Heaven, a really good book. I'm in the midst of reading, and it's really, really inspirational. It's a story that, you're just thinking, wow, you never know what some people what people go through in different situations. And again, because my grandmother was affected by breast cancer a couple of times, it's kind of close to my heart. So anyhow, I just want to say definitely check it out. We are now preparing to speak with Scott Levy, a military veteran turned actor. This gentleman has really done some really great things during his time in the entertainment world, everything from working on Jurassic Park, The Lost World, back in 1997, and you can't forget the blockbuster film Titanic, where Scott Levy worked as an audio engineer. Awesome. And he was an engineer with George Lucas. Can you imagine when you start working in a film career, in the film industry, you start working with George Lucas? I think that's the best way to start. Or it could be very intimidating, depending on the person. But anyhow, Scott Levy will be speaking with us in our segment called A Salute to Heroes. And this segment, which is brought to you by Tiangelo Live and Veterans Supplemental Support Network, also known as VSSN. VSSN deals with military vets, helping to aid them in housing as well as food donations and things of that nature. You can go to veteranssupplementalsupport.org for more information on them, or you can just go to tiangelo.com and you can click the link. So as we gear up to speak, and then the whole purpose of Salute to Heroes, you guys, is to allow
celebrities and professional athletes of that sort to just give a say thank you, a salute to our servicemen and women who work so diligently and give of themselves and sacrifice of themselves to ensure that we're able to exercise the rights that we have today. So we just take this moment, you know, to say thank you to them. Okay, so as we get ready to speak with Scott Levy, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we will be right back.
Yeah, baby, you know you got it. Oh, baby, and baby, it's your love. It's sweeter, it's better, it's finer, it's greater than anything else. You've got some kind of love. Ooh, you're putting all that work. How you gonna do me like that? Who told you to use me like that? Where'd you come from? Out of the blue, I wasn't even expecting you. But you got me coming right back. Cause baby, I need it like that. I can't see nobody else. It's you and me all by ourselves. And now that it's all said and done, I know that I've got number one. And baby, it's your love. It's sweeter, it's better, it's finer. Bringing me heaven on earth. I'm giving you 5 stars for just being who you are. So there ain't no need to rehearse. Let's get straight to work. I don't want nobody else. Just you and me all by ourselves. And now that it's all said and done, I found number one. And maybe it's your love. It's sweeter and better.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned into the Kick It Spot, where we definitely chill, max, and relax, and have a blast. Oh, goodness. Well, we are here in our Salute to Heroes segment, where we are hoping to speak with Scott Levy, who currently hasn't just arrived as of yet. So while we wait for Mr. Levy to make it here, excuse me. I'm going to actually take a second here. Do you guys realize that it's so – They're asking what I'm going to do while we wait for Mr. Levy to arrive. I'm thinking we can go ahead – well, it wasn't on my to-do list today, but we could do we could do a little segment here about the EOTM Awards, since they are awesome. And we can also do a little bit about Hollywood. So let me see. My girl Carla is near. So we're going to have Carla come in so she can discuss with us a little bit about the EOTM Awards, which, again, are coming up on August 4th, 2 days after my birthday, might I add, which is a perfect day to give me an award, you know, for like a happy belated birthday thing. But I'm not going to play those strings on anyone's heart. That's a lie. I am. Snarf. Okay. they're looking at me crazy up here, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Whatever. I'm working my behind off. You know what I need to do? I probably need to go into that category and see who I'm up against as far as outstanding internet radio host. I don't even know who I'm up against. Wouldn't that be a bright idea? Veronica, honey, pull up the category for me so I can see. No, it's on EOTMAwards.com with an S. Okay. I'm sorry. So let's see. We have our girl Carla near. Is she on the line with us just yet? Okay. She's working on getting Carla. Because what happens, you guys, is the EOTM Awards is an award show that is going to honor entrepreneurs and humanitarians and people in media like myself who be out here on our grind making it happen, Captain. And, you know, we really want to ensure that they get their time to shine as well. So the EOTM Awards is taking place on August the 4th here in Los Angeles at the Club Nokia. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, wait a minute. They're telling me that we have our guest. I'm super excited. So we're going to talk to Carl a little later. We're going to go ahead and speak to Scott Levy because he is here, and we want to definitely have him on our featured segment, Salute to Heroes, where we take our time to say thank you to those servicemen and women who sacrificed themselves for the freedoms we have today. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Scott Levy to the Kicker Spot. Good evening, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am really having a blast, and this is one of my favorite segments as well. I'm so happy you're here with us. Thank you.
No, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on. I'm excited.
As am I. So I'm looking at your works, and it's so funny to me. I guess when you think about military servicemen and women, we put you in this bucket of being like in the Marines, hardcore, you know, heroes till you die. And so the idea that you're going from that into the industry of entertainment boggles the mind.
It does seem like a bit of a strange leap, huh?
Right.
Well, so it was funny, you know. Exactly. When I got out, I had no idea what I wanted to do with myself. I really hadn't planned on it. I kind of thought that I might make a career out of the Marine Corps. And then when that didn't happen, it was, you know, you're just kind of left standing there going, okay, now what? And it's like, you don't want to, you know, do you go spend, you know, take another 4 years and go to a university?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I kind of lucked out, and I was talking to this guy one night, a friend of my roommate at the time, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to this school where they teach you, you know, how to do sound engineering for music and bands, and I was like, wow, that sounds really cool. So I looked into it, and it was Full Sail, and I'm from Orlando, so
that's an awesome school, might I add. I love that school.
It really is, man, and it's grown, like, leaps and bounds. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, because back then, I started going there, like, in 93 or 94 or whatever, and, you know, the whole sort of technical film school thing was kind of a new concept.
Right, yeah, yeah. You didn't know how to get into that industry. You didn't know what it took to get into the industry.
Right? It's so crazy, because you're just like, oh, wow, people really do that? Like I would... They would let me do that, too? So you're like,
they will pay
okay,
me to
well,
do that? They pay me
exactly,
to do that?
Exactly. You're like, where do I sign? I'm in. So I started going to school for audio engineering, and while I was there, I realized they had a film department as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally found myself gravitating toward the film folks and helping them out, helping them shoot their movies. And like, I was like, holy, oh, my God. Like, I always knew I loved movies, but... You know, being watching the process and being involved in the process of making them, I was floored.
Amazed.
Amazed. Overwhelmed. I was like, I want to do this for the rest of my life.
I love this passion because, honestly, I got my I also studied filmmaking, and I got my mother into watching the making of films. And so now she'll watch, like, the making of Pirates of the Caribbean and be in awe. She's like, oh, my goodness.
Isn't that awesome?
No. Yeah.
I love that.
It's the best.
I have those moments all the time with my parents, you know, because now they, you know, they kind of get it.
Right.
You know, now they're, like, constantly picking out continuity errors. They're like, oh, that doesn't match.
Right.
Just enjoy the movie.
My mother hates – she started hating me for that when I was learning graphics. And I'd be like, no, Mother, that's a green screen. No, that's Comer Key.
Exactly.
No. She's like, honey, can you just watch the movie? You can see the wire work. You can see the wire work. They erased the wires right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
She hated
and then
it.
After you're doing it for a while, you know, that kind of goes away, and then you're able to just enjoy art for its own sake again, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. No, you mentioned you're from Florida. You originally came from Westwood, New Jersey. So where do you kind of claim Florida to Jersey?
Florida, definitely. I moved down there when I was like 11. So,
okay.
You know,
okay.
That was definitely my formative years for sure.
Now, what's funny to me is while you were in the Marine Corps, you were a Stinger missile gunner during the Persian Gulf War, earning yourself a National Defense Service Medal.
Yes.
What are some
of your fondest Stingers are, right?
Say again.
Do you know what Stingers are?
I think I have this idea of one, but I doubt it.
They're really cool. They're amazing. They're a shoulder-fired anti-aircraft weapon. You fire it from the ground, and you can take out, you know, fighter
jets. Like in the movie.
You can take out helicopters, just like in the movie. Exactly. It's an amazing, amazing, cool, fun toy.
Okay. So, again, there we are. How was your time with the Persian Gulf? How was that?
Well, I got very lucky, you know, as everyone knows, the Gulf War wasn't nearly anything like our last conflicts. I don't even know if they're still going. I think they're over at this point, hopefully.
Hopefully.
hopefully, yeah. And, you know, God bless to everyone that served during that, of course.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, the Gulf War didn't last very long. My unit was deployed. I was with 2nd Low Altitude Air Defense Battalion. And I hadn't joined my unit yet when they deployed. I was still in Stinger School at Fort Bliss in Texas. So I was going to link up with them when I finished school. And all of a sudden they were like, okay, the war's over. We're shipping you to North Carolina. The war's over? I didn't even get there.
Right. I was trying to get my nails dirty a little bit.
I did. I wanted to get dirty a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, it's tough, especially as a Marine, because you're so gung-ho and fired up and you want to do the right thing and serve your country and protect your country. And, you know, so it was kind of a bummer, but I guess in hindsight, you know, everything happens the way it's supposed to.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take this moment to say thank you to Scott Levy for your services rendered. We greatly appreciate you.
Thank you very much for saying that. I really appreciate it. You know, it never gets old hearing that.
And it's funny because my mother, I was personally in ROTC, Air Force ROTC, for like 3 years. I traveled over the state competing in drill team. But now, so far later, my mother to this day, if she sees a serviceman or woman in uniform, stops, and I'm always like, Mother, what are you doing? And she stops to give them that thank you humbly, not like in a rush, but we're going to take this. Mama, the movie's starting. Okay, honey, wait a minute. And she humbly makes sure.
Yeah,
it's texting me back. Honestly, it makes me more humble. Like, Mother.
It's amazing, and God bless her. You know, I do it too. If I see somebody, I walk over, I shake their hand, I thank them for their service. It's just the right thing you do. You know, like whether you agree with the politics or agree with the conflict or whatever, you know, that person is there because a politician sent them. You know,
right.
And you know, they put on that uniform to protect and serve. You know, all of us. And
right.
They don't, you know, it's not
a job. It's a job. It's not really a choice.
Job.
You guys, we are currently sitting here with Scott Levy, veteran of Persian Gulf War turned actor, as we're doing a salute to hero. This segment is brought to you by Veteran Supplemental Support Network, also known as VSSN. You can check them out at vetsupportnet.org. So now, Mr. Levy, you are on screen, you are off screen, you are with George Lucas, you are with Titanic.
That was amazing. That was incredible. That was my first job out of school. Like, how crazy is that?
I can't imagine.
I moved to Hollywood, and I'm swinging a hammer, building sets at this little set production place in Burbank, and I get this call from my school, and they're like, "Hey, we just submitted you. George Lucas's company, Skywalker Sound, is looking for grads. Spielberg is doing a sequel to Jurassic Park." And they need a couple more folks up there. And I'm like, holy God, yes, please. Sign my room. Yes, I'm ready. I will move up there tomorrow. So that's kind of what happened. I went and had a job interview, and I knocked it out of the park, and I got the job. And basically, 2 days later, I was moving up to San Francisco and working up there, and we did Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Okay.
And boom, the next film that comes in is Jim Cameron and Titanic, and it was like, wow.
Right.
Incredible.
That's the story that we all want. When it comes to the actors moving to Los Angeles, this is the story right here that everyone wants to hear, that their first job is with George Lucas.
Yeah. I mean, it was incredible. It was an amazing experience. But that's when I was doing the sound stuff. And the acting stuff kind of came later. You know, I moved back down to L.A. and got very lucky, you know.
That's my next question. What prompted you to go onto the screen? Because now it seems like you just keep evolving. You evolved into the sound, which pushed you into the production, and now you're into the on screen.
I did. I guess I kind of got the bug in film school, you know, because back then, I know it's different now because of the internet, like it's much easier to sort of find actors and do whatever, but back in the day, you know, we just kind of used each other as the actors,
word of mouth.
In our student films, exactly. It was just like, you know, we'd all just be in each other's films when we weren't behind the scenes, we'd be in front of the camera, and like, I loved it. I loved it so much, but, like, it was never something I could say out loud or admit to myself. And when I was up there working for Lucas and, you know, working with all these amazing folks, all the Titanic people and a couple different shows, we did Contact up there, a bunch of the huge movies of that time, Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
You know, I would end up hanging out and talking to the actors and stuff, and I realized, like, these people aren't any different than me. Like, they're flesh and blood, just regular folks like me. I was like, I think I'm going to give this a shot. And
I went for it.
I moved back down to L.A. and, you know, started doing some theater, you know, because I wanted to see if I was even any good at it before I jumped in with the
feet. Embarrass yourself
on
screen.
I might have totally sucked at it, and, you know, then I just wasted all that time. So I did. I got involved with the local theater companies and, you know, following that quickly got into the union and booked some commercials. And again, I've been very lucky. You know, I know a lot of people have had very different experiences with
experiences,
it. And
right.
It's a tough field, man. It is brutal.
So would you say was there any lessons that you took from the Marine Corps that you applied to this industry?
Oh, my God, yes. Like, I say I got lucky, but, you know, there was also a lot of perseverance involved with that luck, and I don't think I would have been able to do it without my Marine Corps experience at all. I don't think I would have had the stick-to-itiveness, or whatever
the tenacity.
Appropriate word is. The tenacity, perfect, yes, I love the word. I love it. Yeah, there's no way. Because there were some seriously lean years. There was a lot of ramen noodles and, you know, a lot of slinging drinks and, you know, wondering if I was going to make rent that month, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know,
okay.
We've all heard the story a million times, and that's because it's a true story.
Right.
You know, the starving artist.
That's how it works.
It's
so
a
humble beginning.
Real deal. Yes, very humble.
So are you spending more time on the camera these days?
I haven't even really done anything, production-wise in quite a few years.
Okay.
But I've been doing a lot of voice. You know, I've been doing these video games the last couple of years, which has been, I love it.
The funny part is, where's the video? Because I'm not a gamer, and so when these games were talked about, I didn't know any better. But my nephew is a hardcore gamer, and oh my goodness, I mentioned, like, I was reading about it, just kind of reading out loud, and I said, oh, this guy does a voice of, what's one of the characters in your recent game? I can't even find the note.
Right, Stump in Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
I mentioned that game, and you could have thought that I had just bought him a new Ferrari or something.
Isn't that awesome? It's so cool. I have so much street cred with the kids now. Like, it's brilliant. I love it. I'm so – who would have thunk it? But, yeah, being a video game character, man, it's pretty cool.
You are the hottest thing ever now. Like, you are – like, you're better than Chuck E. Cheese. Like, Mickey Mouse has to bow down.
That's right.
Which is hilarious. And again, I was like merely like reading aloud. And then you also did Pike in a soon to be what is that one? Army of Devil? On the Army of Two?
Yeah, the Devil's Cartel. It's the third one in the series. And it came out on Tuesday, this past Tuesday actually. It's doing really well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's funny because I was approached about a month ago to do, you know how people are doing like these YouTube fan films? I don't know if you've seen
any
of these.
Yeah.
And these guys called me and they were like, hey, we're doing an Army of Two fan film and, would you like to play your character in it? And I'm like, that's pretty cool. So I started doing a little research on it and I saw that like Tom Jane had done a Punisher fan film and I watched it and it was really cool. And I was like, and I sort of played in the character from Medal of Honor in the Linkin Park Castle of Glass video.
So you're doing all the hottest games.
I've been really lucky. I can't even tell you. But it's such a cool thing to play your video game character as you, as a live action person. Like it's such a neat thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? That sounds like a lot of fun. So I did it. And the trailer for that actually dropped on Tuesday as well. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Army of Two Close to Home. And it's on the Node channel. Do you know that channel, Node, on YouTube?
Node. I'm actually trying to put it up as we speak. I love YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't watch television. I watch YouTube.
Yeah, exactly, right? Everything you ever wanted to see, or even some stuff you didn't want to see is on there.
It's on there. What is it called again, Scott? What's it one more time?
It's Army of Two. Close to Home, and it's on the channel. Name of the channel is called Node, N-O-D-E.
I put in the word Army, and that was the first thing to pop up. See?
Sweet. And, yeah, so the trailer dropped Tuesday, and it's going on like 30,000 hits already, which is pretty awesome. And I just finished doing my ADR. I had a looping session yesterday for that, which I don't know if your listeners know, but that's when you go in and redo your dialogue, because sometimes in production, there might be a plane flying over, a truck backing up. Exactly. And I got to see about 80% of the film, and it is awesome. Like,
really?
Again, I feel like I totally lucked out on it. It was another one where you kind of roll the dice, and you're like, it could be awesome, it could be terrible. But, man, this thing drops tomorrow.
I need to take Scott to Vegas with me since you seem to be hot. I need to take you to Vegas.
I am right now. So you might want to book that trip quick to cool off.
All right, yeah. Mandalay Bay, here we come.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Super.
So check for that tomorrow because it's going to be really good.
Looking for, so, and then do you have your own official website that I can keep, that one listeners can keep up with you?
I have a Twitter.
Okay. Well,
I have a Facebook fan page.
I have that. I'm following you already. I think on both of them, actually. I am.
I think we are. I think, I think we do follow each other.
We're LinkedIn. Yeah.
Sometimes I turn around and there you are. You're just following me. And I'm like, hey.
Well, I've told you, my nephew thinks I'm only cool because of you, so I have to follow you. I'm only cool because I know you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's, you know, if you ever get a chance to be a video game character, like I said, it'll give you a lot of street cred with the kids, man. It is definitely worth it.
That is awesome. So now, two more questions. One, now that you're out of the Marine Corps, how do you give a salute to heroes today?
Well, I am involved in a group called Veterans in Film and Television, which was started about a year ago, and it's everybody. It's people that just got out of the military, you know, a month ago, to people like Captain Dale Dye, who is, you know, Spielberg and Oliver Stone's go-to military advisor guy. He's been in the business like, you know, 30-something years. So it's a really good way to mentor, you know, the younger vets that are coming into the business.
Okay, that's awesome.
I did some work with The Mission Continues, which is another great vet organization. The Got Your Six campaign, we did a thing with them with Universal Studios not too long ago, where we were putting together care packages for elementary school students who, you know, sort of needed some help in that department.
So you had a lot of salutes going on.
I try to, you know, like going back to the luck thing, I feel like, you know, when good things happen to you, you need to spread that around, you know, and give a little love where you can.
That's what it's about. Well, we definitely appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. And then my last question for you, it's almost not even a question I need to ask. I'll say, what's next for you? It seems like you're just riding high.
I'm trying. I really try to stay busy. Like, you know, it's like the devil hands, or the idle hands, the devil
idle hands.
Kind of thing.
Right.
Like, it's,
are
you
based,
you know,
in Los Angeles?
I am. Yeah, I live in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I do. Like, I really, really try to stay busy. I try to, you know, kind of like this fan film. It was like, you know, they called me. They're like, we're doing this thing, and we don't have a lot of money, and we don't have any for you. And I was like, wow, make me an offer I can't refuse. Like,
just to be clear. Just to be clear.
Right? This is the worst pitch ever.
But they booked it, and that's what this world is about today. It's going for it. It's just going for it.
So true. Yeah.
That
so
is
I try
hilarious.
To, I know, right? So I do. I really try to stay busy, whether it's something like that, or I did a day on another new video game, you know, sort of a proof of concept thing to try and sell it to the company, you know, to see if they wanted to make the game. You know, it's like just one day of motion capture and, you know, just doing stuff, just getting out there, having lots of irons in the fire.
That's what's well, Scott, I want to thank you for having your ironing board stop by the Kicker Spot.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really, really enjoyed it.
Definitely. Here what we did, a salute to heroes. Well, until next time, Scott, I want to say thank you again for coming out. When you get your next project, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to have you back on to discuss more about all your happenings. This is great.
Thank you so much. I definitely will. I'll definitely let you know how things are going.
So we look forward to it. Until next time, you guys, we've just been speaking with Scott Levy, Gulf War veteran turned actor, as we did a salute to heroes. Amazing young man, and he's doing great things, really showing us that there is valor out there. People are doing wonderful things. So just continue doing what you do. And I want to say his exemplary service to our country and his life makes an interesting salute to heroes, and that's why we had him on this evening. You guys, be sure to click the like button on the radio show page. You can sign up to stay connected to all things T'Angelo at T'Angelo.com, and just click the green button to sign up today. We'll be right back.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like you love it. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it. Learn.
All black at the white show, white shoes at the black show, green car for the Cuban links, y'all sit back and enjoy the light show, nothing exceeds like sex, South guy got from having the best of the best, is this what it's all about, I'm at the rest, the brunt, my rent, serving the guests, years of stress, tears on the dress, try to hide a face with the makeup sex, this is trouble season, time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Tight, tight denim and some dunks. I'll show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a dude's trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I'll show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Then you got fixed up suits and ties, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
And you are tuned in to the Kickin' Spot.
Uh-oh. What is going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo. Okay, so... before Mr. Levy came on and graced us with a wonderful bit of information, thank you, Scott, once again, we were going to talk about the EOTM Awards with our girl Carla, and I've actually finally made it over, they pulled it up for me, to the Outstanding Internet Radio Hosts or Shows. Okay, what does this say? How does this read? Is Carla here with you guys? Carla, sorry. You guys, we're welcoming Carla B. to the show. Carla B. is, you know, one of our radio host as well as the owner of EOTM, and she is the founder and CEO putting together the EOTM Awards. So, of course, I would have to have her on to talk about it because I'm going to have to get the info from the horse's mouth. Well, not she's a horse. I mean, shut up. Direct from the source. I like you to make it direct from the source. That's what I was trying to say. It's a term from the horse's mouth, but I'm not calling you a horse.
Okay.
Hey, Carla, how are you doing?
I am super excited. You know, I'm always excited to be here with you, T'Angelo, because you're so full of energy and you just get me just so hyped up. It could be midnight, and I talk to you on the phone, and I'm feeling like this. So it's great. It's great.
Well, thank you for hanging out for a spell, because I wanted to do a little bit about this event that we have coming up here. So first off, Outstanding Internet Radio Host, do you know offhand how many people are in that category who are nominated? Because I see 369.
Okay, well, just you may see 369, but the nominations are open until June 14th. So there's still time for industry tastemakers to nominate their favorites by going to the EOTMAwards.com site.
Okay, and so how many people do I have to off to make sure I win?
Oh, my God. I can't tell you that over there. You stop it.
Oh, you're right. You know what? You probably shouldn't answer that. No, that would be a bad question. I'm looking at, I mean, me and Stephen Knight, I know him. That's cool. Who else we got over here? Doctor, I don't know him. And Sam, I don't know her.
There's some great people. There's some great, great nominees. I'm floored at just, that's not the right word for it. But I'm just so geeked up and excited, and there's some talented people. And I think that people are really getting the whole idea, and that's that we are honoring entrepreneurs of all genres, you know.
I was talking
to a friend the other day at lunch. We were talking about the award show, and she said, so, you know, who are we honoring? I'm like, she was like, actors also. I'm like, yeah, they're self-employed. They're 1099, just like you. You run a, you're a tax accountant. So it's the same thing.
So you bring this off of our taxes. I love it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's definitely just shining light on individuals that have been, they hit the pavement running, and you know those types of people. We actually actually wrote a blog today on, I think it was like 12 of the individuals that were nominated for the Entrepreneur of the Year in that category. So we actually did a new blog on that, and we highlighted about, I think it was like four. And we're planning on continuing to highlight nominees throughout, you know, as we count down to the 2013 EOTM Awards. So I'm really excited, and you guys will definitely stay connected to our official entertainment site, which is www.eotmblog.com. And read that last blog that I wrote personally myself. It's titled 15 Entrepreneurs to Watch. And, it talks specifically about four of them, and then it links to the other nominees. We actually got, like, three more entrepreneurs nominations just within the past, like, 3 hours. So
we'll
get those added to it. Yeah, it's been a busy day.
I hear. Now, we have some amazing people nominated. I mean, we do have our indies and our some of the people who are out on their grind, you know, who doesn't have national success just yet. But then we also do have those faces that we'll recognize. And I'm going to have to go in and say, so far out of everybody you have, I think the top two that you have to make sure I meet, and I'm putting this on you, Carla, because you're going to talk to everybody. So Missy Elliott, who is nominated for Best Female Hip-Hop Lyricist, because you know
she
my favorite hip-hop.
Yeah, she hasn't confirmed as far as attending the event yet.
Okay,
the
well, focus
have
on
confirmed.
Her.
Okay,
focus. Give it extra. If she needs like a gift basket or something, just, you know, we'll find a sponsor for her, but make sure she's comfortable.
Yeah.
And then
yes,
the other is
talented.
Ayala Van Zandt.
Yes.
I have to have a one-on-one with her. She's been on my show. Her show, Fix My Life, changed me. Like on the first episode I saw, it changed me. And it also changed the way that I counsel other people and that I help other people out. It's funny, and a joker as I am, people kind of get advice from me, and she taught me some things. Ayala, I'm coming for you.
Well, I'm coming for her, too. So.
She's amazing. No, she said one thing she said on her show with this girl was like, well, they treated me this way. They treated me that way. And she said, well, what is it about you that allows
right.
people to think they can act that way in your space?
Right.
And I was like, ooh. Yeah. She said, what is it about you that makes people think it is okay and appropriate to act that way? And luckily,
oh,
I don't have
yeah,
a,
that's
I don't
what
have a lot of fools.
About.
Right, it is, because you question why you got fools around you. You got to think,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing?
Right.
I'm blessed where I don't have that. I really don't. I have beautiful Carlas. I have wonderful
yeah.
Monets, my mother, my grandmother. I have beautiful people. But there was that one time on Facebook that I posted about that at, well, that person
right.
upset my nerve, and I got rid of that character immediately. So
it's
anyhow,
always going to be that one person. But the great thing about life is that you can actually learn something out of every single experience. So, you know, I definitely try to do that, like, every day. And there's always
right.
something to learn, you know. So just take it and just learn from it and just live positively. That's
so
the only way to go, you know.
I have two more questions for you. Okay.
Okay.
So the first one is, the other day you posted on Facebook, and I know you was going to inbox me later on, which I didn't get the
you
message
better
for.
Stop it.
I know, but listen, it's just a kick spot. I need a little bit of juice, a little bit of exclusiveness. So what was the big surprise? I mean, can you talk about it now? Can we
it's
talk about
always,
it now?
Always. Let's see. What did we announce? Of course, I think that we announced.
No. I don't want the what do we announce one. I want the one that was on Facebook that you had said.
I think I was talking about an ex. It was. I'm just kidding. No, I can't tell you.
Okay, can we get, like, okay, so what's some of the juice going on backstage? Is anyone, I mean, is it too early to have fights going on? Like, come on, it has to be something going on.
Well, just the great thing about this award show is that we're bringing so many great people together with these awesome visions. So there's no cat fights yet, but I'm sure that there'll be some. But the great thing about our team is that we love one another and we respect one another. All of us have, you know, came in the same way. We've grinded for years and years. Most of the people that are part of the production team are individuals that we've worked with doing business online for years,
mm-hmm.
even before we met them. So, There's definitely a lot of love and respect, so there hadn't been much of that. But, you know, in any business situation, there's always going to be some kind of conflict. But the great thing about that is that we can work through them, and we all know that we're all out for one common goal, and that's just to create an awesome, awesome award show. And that's what we're trying to do with the EO Team Awards. And really quickly, because I know your time is doing one as well.
Yeah.
And my drink is over there and waiting for me. So, but it's just tea, though. D'Angelo tea with women and some brandy. But
there we go. I'm thinking, no one talks about that. I mean, I talk about drink like that, but some
yeah.
brandy. Mm-hmm. And she don't
right.
mean
but
Norwood.
Yeah, but no, what I was going to say was definitely, we're definitely looking to not necessarily change the way award shows are, because there's some great award shows in Hollywood, of course. The Oscars are number one. The different MTVs, the BETs, the VH1s, and all that great. So there's tons of award shows. So we're not trying to be like any of those. We're just trying to do something a little bit different. So we're bringing a lot of individuals that have attained success via digital media, new media companies like ourselves. We're
mm-hmm,
EOTM
mm-hmm.
Media Group, which encompasses a lot of online things, you know. So
media, yeah, from the videos
yeah.
to the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so, you know, definitely bringing all of those individuals, those successful entrepreneurs, and kind of intertwining them with all the mainstream type things as far as the big screen films and all that stuff, and just honoring everyone. Just honoring everyone in a different kind of award show. Still, you know, high-profile celebrity studded and all that great stuff, but definitely, you know, just honoring entrepreneurship.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to wait for some juice. You just have a wonderful lineup, though. I mean, everyone from Felicia Rashad. You have Vincent Ward.
Yes.
I'm just nominating.
He's
just
presenting also. He's presenting. We just added Mari Morrow as a presenter as well.
I like her.
Yeah. We have a list of individuals. We're getting confirmation, like, every day. So as we get them, we'll updating the website. So make sure your listeners go right now to EOTMAwards.com. And then also via social media. You definitely want to join our social media circle, because we're giving away tickets. So you have to follow us on Twitter, and you could do that by typing in EOTM Awards. The same with Facebook. And when you tweet us, use the hashtag EOTM Awards, and we'll be pulling individuals via that, you know, the Twitter to win tickets. So it's definitely going to be exciting. And, yeah, we're gearing up August the 4th in Los Angeles, so definitely stay connected to all of our sites too for all the breaking news. And then we haven't announced the host yet. We'll be doing that really soon as well. So
you did get my letter that I'm unable to host for the show, though, right? I'm sorry, I'm just going to be a little tied up already.
We know that you're going to be doing a wealth of things, so yeah, I wouldn't even hold that. I wouldn't make you do that.
Okay, thank you. Because I mean, I would love to, but I had like a couple of other obligations, red carpet,
fashion
stuff.
And, yeah.
See, you guys, that's what it's about, is understanding. I appreciate you, Carla. It was great on our little photo shoot. Did you love the little edit picture I did with the three of us? I love that picture.
I don't like it.
No. Not the one. No, the one of the two of us, I knew you weren't going to like. I'm talking about the one with the four of us, and then I took the three heads.
It was adorable.
I love that one.
That was adorable, yeah. And I'm sorry for always making you delete pictures and stuff every time we take them. You know, I already know.
That's she's going to hate it. And I took like 30 minutes putting that together, and I was like, she's going to hate whatever I do. So, you know what? Cross her out. See how she feels about that.
You get an E for effort or an A for effort or whatever they say. But thanks, T'Angelo. Have a great rest of your show. I got to go.
You too. Yeah, go get your drink on.
Stop. Good night, everybody. No, bye.
Y'all ain't heard it from me, but I think she might be on that bottle. This show is driving her crazy. But I ain't one to gossip, so you ain't heard it from me. I'm joking, guys. There's nothing but love. Carla's not on the bottle. Well, allegedly. No. Anyhow, you guys, this has been great. I'm sorry. People on Facebook are funny. They post all kinds of interesting things. I posted a really kind of cool thing today, a little quote that I saw, and I'm actually going to tell it to you guys. I'm going to pull it up right now so I can give it to you just as it was said. I found it in a book that I'm reading. I'm not going to tell you guys what the book is just yet, but I surely will be giving you guys information on this book. It is amazing, and it's, like, life-changing. It's funny that I keep saying that, but this stuff really is. Like, I start reading this content through all these books I get the opportunity to read, and they just get me right together. Here it is. It's from an ancient warrior, and he says, "It's better to aim the spear at the moon and strike an eagle, a bird. So it's better to aim the spear at the moon and strike an eagle than to aim at an eagle and strike a rock." Did I get that? Pretty much it's basically better to aim higher and fall a little short rather than cut yourself short and fall off altogether. I thought that was awesome, and it really said something to me even, because inside this industry, with, you know, I get the celebrity book authors, and we get celebrity guests on here, but there's times when I might want to reach out to, let's say, Will Smith people to have him on the show, and I'll say, well, you know what, let's not bother reaching out. You know, I'm not a billion views just yet. He's not going to, you know, do my show. But there have been times where I've reached out to one celebrity, and the publicist was like, oh, that one's not available, but I do have this guy for you. How about that? And so, again, I didn't get the moon, but I was able to get an eagle. So you definitely have to put yourself out there. Scott Levy, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. He also said it, you know, it just throw some stuff against the wall and see what sticks. And even Jean Cooper last week, she talks about it, you know, just go for it, go for broke. And these are people who are successful. So everyone is saying the same thing, you know, you might as well take heed. You might as well take heed. So that's awesome. Well, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and see, did I forget anything? I mentioned Game Night already. I'm excited for Game Night. You guys really am. But I guess I'm going to go ahead and go and get I'm going to go to the gym. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, so let me go ahead, you guys, and say thank you to international book author Lourdes Barron, author of Scripted in Heaven, for stopping by tonight for the T'Angelo Live on Book segment. And then we also had Scott Levy for our Salute to Heroes, another amazing servicemen. We are really appreciative that you guys stopped by the show. Thank you again. Our girl Carla, always a joy, always a pleasure. You guys, continue to stay connected to the show. Be sure to support by clicking the like button on the radio page. And to stay connected to all things T'Angelo and T'Angelo Live, be sure to sign up at T'Angelo.com. You can go into T'Angelo.com. You'll see a green button. Click there, and you can be signed up for the sign up to stay connected. I will be releasing a new video here soon, and I'm sure you will not want to miss it. So definitely sign up so we can get you that. I haven't started filming it yet. But I'm really excited. And you guys kind of you hear me on the radio every single week, and then you get to see still pictures of me, you know, things and whatnot on these social medias. But this will give us a chance to connect another way where I'll actually be moving live in person. And y'all can see all this random stuff that I do on this side of the radio really is happening. You can probably ask a few people who sat in the studio with me while I'm doing my show, and they're usually like, Tangelo, it's a show in itself. Yeah, probably. I have fun chilling at the Kicker Spot. Anyhow, you guys, next week we will be visited by Laura Canary. She is going to help us with understanding how to create happiness, love, and wealth. And basically, I said, you know, how to develop our professional life and things of that nature. It's all about forward movement and growth. I'm super excited. And then we also have Nicholas Black on April 25th, but there'll be more information soon to come on that. Oh, my goodness. Someone has hit a little button in the room. Anyhow, all right, you guys, I'm going to get going. This has been great. It's been wonderful. Once again, thank you to everyone for hanging out. I look forward to seeing you guys again soon and chilling out. Until next time, be sure to live life to the fullest and just live. And I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the Kicker Spot. Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo.
T'Angelo. Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.